Okay. Let's start. Ketzad ha'edim nasim zomim. Who here knows what edim zomim are?
False witnesses.
False witnesses. Are there any, is there any false witness?
That's the only testimony.
They come together and
they've found someone else can't charge after them.
Very good. We're about to say it in the Mishnah. So it's not any false witness. A false witness in Chazal is called an eid sheker. Right? It's a very particular type of false witness, and we'll see it's important. Me'idin, how do you create a, how do you have a case of Edom Zomim? Me'idin anu ve'ish pleni shehu ben grusha oy ven chalutza. So let's say I say about somebody, or say like I am Gideon, I say about someone that he is a ben grusha or ben chalutza. So he's a Kohen, right? And we say about him that he's a ben grusha or ben chalutza, meaning he's not a Kohen. He's been lying the whole time, and so he shouldn't receive matzah kohuna, and he shouldn't be able to do avodah, and so on and so forth. All the things that can't him do, he can't do. Ein omrin yasa ze ben grusha ben chalutza tachtav. We wouldn't say turn those people into a ben grusha or a ben chalutza in his place. Ella loke arboim. Rather, these witnesses should get 40 lashes. Similarly, me'idin anu beich pleni shu chayev leg liglois. If we give edus about someone that he is chayev to go into galus, why would he be chayev to go into galus?
He killed someone.
Yeah, he killed someone with Shkaga. So we'll see more of that in the second parak. There's a lot of different details that go into deciding if somebody goes into galus or not. But broadly speaking, it means he did it accidentally, right? Through negligence. So. Ain omrim ligla zetachtav ela loike araboim. We won't say that the edim should go into galus instead of that person. Rather, we will say they should get 40 lashes. Okay, background. 40 lashes is the standard punishment in the Torah for any love, for any loisaseh. Right? This is actually an unusual one because normally you don't get lashes for a love sheish, for a love shame by maisa, a love which has no action to it. This is a love which has words, right? You're testifying. But even so, you do for various reasons that we're not going to go into right now, but right now we'll see it in the Mara later on. Right? But broadly speaking, right, getting 40 lashes, or actually 39 lashes, 40 lashes really means 39, we'll see that as well, that's this perek, is the standard punishment in the Torah for violating any negative commandment. The second piece of background here is that the standard punishment for Edom Zomim, and we haven't yet been told how Edom Zomim happened, although it has been explained to us outside of the Gemara already, right? It's not to get Malkus. It's to be whatever you said.
Punished and whatever.
Yeah, so let's say I owe you, let's say you owe him, I don't know, $100. So I was to testify to that effect, and it turns out to be not true, then I would pay you $100. Right? That's the halacha. There are actually four cases. The Mishnah has two, we'll say Bryce has two more. There are four cases where we don't apply that rule for various reasons, right? Instead, we give Malkus. Okay. Oh, one more thing. This only applies with formal edus in Bezdin, right? It only applies when you've got two witnesses who are saying the same thing. It does not apply if you've only got one witness, or if, you know, one of them is a karov or any. It only applies if the edus was a kosher edus in every other way, other than, you know, having to be incorrect. Okay. How ketzad ein ha'edim nasin zomim? So. So, ha ketzad ein ha'edim zomim bailei va'oid. This is strange, right? The Gemara is asking, what do you mean ketzad ein ha'edim nasin zomim? Right? How are edim made into edim zomim? And then it says, oh well, this is a punishment for edim zomim. And it never tells you how you get to edim zomim, right? Midakasani lekaman, and also since it says later on, aval amru lahem eichatem eidim sharei habeoisayei matem ayisim imanu b'makom pleni harei elu zoynin tana hasam kai. So it says no. The case is a case of, we said, let's say, again, Gideon and I gave false edus about, sorry, can I remember? Yoni, right, that he did, I don't know, something, right? And it turns out that that's not true. Two other people come and say, you couldn't have possibly seen him do what you said you saw him do. Really, you were in a completely different city. right? That's the case of Adam Zomin. That was said somewhere else. Where was it said? So it's in the Brisa, right? It's in the Brisa and says Tanahasam Kai. This is really coming on a previous Mishnah that happened in Sanhedrin on, according to my Mesiras Hashas, Daf Peites, right? Kol Hazomimin Makdimin La'isa Misa, Chus Mizim Vaskona Vola, Shein Makdimin La'isa Misa, El Misa Acheres. So really, this is a continuation of a previous Mishnah in Sanhedrin, right, which says that all the Zomin who give Eidos about an Avera which has a Chiv Misa, which you have to be executed for, are executed the same way as they testified for, right, except for people who give false with testimony about a Bas Kohen, so a daughter of a Kohen, who then sleeps while she's engaged to another man, while she's engaged to someone, she sleeps with someone else. Right, so they don't get killed the same way as her. They get killed killed differently. And it says v'yish edim zomin acherim she'ino sim bahem din azama kol ikar ela malkoitz arba'im. Right, and then there are other edim zomin who don't get any. They never get din hazama. They never get the same punishment applied to them. Rather, they get 40 lashes. So then this Mishnah follows on after that Mishnah and says two of the cases where instead of getting din hazama, instead of having the same thing happen to you, instead of being made a ben grusha or a ben chalutza, or instead of going to galus, you get 40 lashes. Everybody clear on the Gemara up until this point? Eh? Good. Okay, Ketzad, what's the case? Me'idi anu be'ish pleni yishul ben grusha ben chalutza. Ein oimrim yaseh zeh ben grusha ben chalutza tachtav elolei kesar boim. So then we quote the Braisa has the same psak as in the Mishnah, right? If you have somebody who gives edus on a kohen that he is in fact pasul, right? You don't say that person is made a ben grusha or ben chalutza like that kohen would have been made. Rather, he gets malchus. Why? Manan emili. What's the case? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Damar Kra, there's a pasuk says, Vaisim loy karsho zamam, loy lezaroy. So the pasuk says, the reason why we apply the same rule, this exactly the same punishment to Edim Zomin is because the pasuk says, Vaisim loy karsho zamam. You should do to him like what he, so zamam probably means plot or something, right? You should do to him what he plotted to do to that person. Lo, you should do to him, and not to his children. If you have a Kohen and you make him a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutz, you make him into a Chalal, right, and he can no longer be a Kohen, you're not just doing it to him. Yeah, you're doing it to all of his male descendants in perpetuity, right? That is not the Xerus Akasov. The Xerus Akasov is to do it only to him, right? Therefore, we see that it can't be the Pasuk intends you to, that the Torah intends you to apply exactly the same punishment in that specific case. The Gemara asks the obvious question, well, in that case, why not just make him a halal and not his kids halalim, right? Why are you giving him 40 lashes? The answer was, no. You have to do to him what he wanted to do, what he actually wanted to do to this person. And if you make him a halal, meaning a ben grusha ben chalutza, right, a kohen who marries a ben grusha, who marries a grusha, a divorced woman, or a chalutza, a woman who didn't do yibum when she was meant to, right, that kohen's children will be halalim, and they're apostle of kahuna.
Isn't there also a problem like...
I'll just finish explaining why. Okay. Right. So you can't. Why not just make him a halal and not his children halalim, and then you'll have loy veloy lazaro. No, but that's not exactly the same thing as he tried to do. He tried to do it to not just this guy, but to all of his descendants.
But that question is surely the same as giving him 49 lashes. He didn't want to 39 lashes. He didn't want to give him 39 lashes, and he still gets it because it's an exception to the rule. Why can't the exception be, right, instead of giving him 39 lashes, that he himself just becomes a...
But this is also on the assumption that he's a clan. The person is trying to get you, he's trying to...
I mean, you can be a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutz if you're not a Kohen, so it's not a meaningful statement.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's not making it possible.
There's a Dion in Rishonim about that. Dion will talk about it afterwards, okay? In Achinami. With regard to your question, you're right that at a certain level, obviously 39 lashes is also not din hazama. In fact, it's less din hazama. I think what the Gemara is saying is, if you're trying, you're meant to do exactly what he wanted to do. right? If you can, sure, that's great. That's exactly what you're meant to do. You're meant to do exactly what he wanted to do. If you can't, then don't do what he wanted to do. Do something different. Right? A different punishment.
What about the bus cone?
I'm sorry? We'll get to the bus cone case. Okay. Barpada Oimer, Kal Vechoimer. Barpada says we can apply a Kal Vechoimer in this case. There's a big machlokes shonim about how this Kal Vechoimer works. I'm going to do it based on Rashi. Umaha machal einoy mischalel, haba lechalel veloy chilel, einoy din sheloy yischalel. So Rashi says, he explains this more as follows. What if a person who wanted, the person, we may, the kasha goes as follows. We wanted to say that you do 40 lashes and not just make him a halal based on a drasha. So Barpada says, but wait, I should be able to do the same thing with a kal vachomer. The fancy name in English is a fortiori argumentation, right? It's what people, when people in English say how much more so, that's what it means, right? So,
oh, no, I got it.
Okay, the Kal Vachomer goes as follows. What? Okay. Let's say I testified that Gidon is a Chalal, since it's relevant to Gidon. I know. And I say that Gidon is a Chalal, and it turns out he's not. And I'm made an Eid Zomim. I didn't see his father marry that Grusha. Right? Or I didn't, well, I suppose I didn't see his mother being married to someone else. I have no idea. Whatever the case may be. Right? So then, I was Mechalel. I was attempting to be Mechalel Gidon, right? But, sorry, Gidon was... Sorry, Gidon was going to be Mechalel. Gidon was going to be turned into a Chalal, right? But it didn't happen. So, and Gidon could theoretically create Chalalim. If Gidon was to marry a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza, or actually a couple of other cases as well, then his children would be Chalalim. It's also going to do it. Therefore, right, Gidon who can create Chalalim did not become a Chalal. So too, I who cannot create Chalalim, because I'm not a Kohen, I certainly can't make his children Chalalim, even if I was a Kohen, right? So how much more so would I not become a Chalal? Right, that's the argumentation. If I can't make him or his children Chalalim, I have no power to do so, right? And he does have the power to do so. Then, if he didn't become a Chalal, Kol Shekhin, I shouldn't become a Chalal, right? So it says, Maskif la, Ravina responds, Imkein bitalta toras edim zomin. If you say that, then you have completely gotten rid of edim zomin. The institution of edim zomin can never be fulfilled. Why? That's exactly the argument he makes. Uma, so you can iskal, habal iskal, v'loisakal, eno din shal loisakal. Right? So too, somebody who was going to be Chayev Skila, but isn't, right? Right, or Edim, who it was only found out that they testified, maybe Edim, who was only found out they testified falsely, right? After they'd caused somebody Chayev Skila, and therefore he's already dead, they don't get Skila, we'll deal with that later. Wouldn't it also be true that somebody who's never actually managed to get someone killed should not be Chayev Skila? Right? So you can eliminate all of Torah Sedim Zom in that way. Ela Michvarta clearly, Kidashanani Merkare, it's like we already said before, it's like the Gleir's Kasov. That was quick. Any questions?
The Kal Vachomer case in the end where you brought away, you've got no chance of having any in terms of you just come. How does that case apply if the person who could become, if the two people are fine, meaning that, because you brought the idea that you can't make Gidon his Chalayim, what else about it? Someone who can, like,
nobody can make them Chalayim. Gidon's the only one who can make his Chalayim. He's the only one who has that power.
Right, yeah.
He's the only one who can marry someone, and therefore his kids will come
for
him.
You could claim that I did marry someone, like, I'm directly doing it.
Okay. Cool. Mark asked me to stick at least for the moment to actually Amud today, even if our half an hour finishes a little earlier. So that's what we'll do today.